أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط، وأنزلنا الحديد فيه بأس شديد ومنافع للناس وليعلم الله من ينصره ورسله بالغيب، إن الله قوي عزيز. ولقد أرسلنا نوحا وإبراهيم وجعلنا في ذريتهما النبوة والكتاب، فمنهم مهتد وكثير منهم فاسقون. ثم قفينا على آثارهم برسلنا، وقفينا بعيسى بن مريم وآتيناه الإنجيل، وجعلنا في قلوب الذين اتبعوه رأفة ورحمة ورهبانية ابتدعوها ما كتبنا عليهم إلا ابتغاء رضوان الله فما رعوها حق رعايتها، فآتينا الذين آمنوا منهم أجرهم وكثير منهم فاسقون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وآمنوا برسوله يؤتكم كفلين من رحمته ويجعل لكم نورا تمشون به ويغفر لكم، والله غفور رحيم. لئلا يعلم أهل الكتاب ألا يقدرون على شيء من فضل الله، وأن الفضل بيد الله يؤتيه من يشاء، والله ذو الفضل العظيم. Indeed, we had sent our rasuls with clear commands, and we had sent with them the divine books and the balance that mankind may stand forth with justice. And we had also sent iron, wherein there is great might and numerous benefits for mankind, and that Allah Ta'ala may know who are those who help him and his Rasul unseen. And Allah Ta'ala is strong and exalted in might. And we had also sent Nuh alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam, and established Nubuwwat and the divine scriptures in their line and in their lineage. Then some of them received guidance and many of them transgressed. And after them we had sent numerous Rasuls to their respective communities. And after them we had sent Isa, the son of Maryam alayhi salam, bestowed him with the Injil and ordained compassion and mercy in the hearts of those who followed him. But the monasticism that they had invented for themselves, we had not ordained this monasticism for them. They had done so for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but failed to take care of it as they should have. Then, فَآتَيْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ. Those who believed in them, we had granted them their rewards, and many of them were transgressors. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the wisdom of this entire creation, that Allah Ta'ala had sent the Rasuls and divine scriptures for the guidance of mankind. There is the element of beasticism in man. Without the guidance of the Anbiya and the revelations sent to them, then man is reduced to a beast. There is no respect left. There is no standard that he will hold on to. There is no such a thing like akhlaq and good character, no righteousness and virtue. There will be no such a thing like justice and fair play. Man will be reduced to an animal, to a beast. So it was on account of the book of Allah Ta'ala and the Rasools that were sent to support this, that this man began to understand that he is man and he needs to hold on to certain higher levels of values, standards and righteousness. Then the second thing that Allah Ta'ala had sent was the balance. So the balance, once you have learned the book of Allah Ta'ala and know His command, then you will know how to maintain the balance. And when you know how to maintain the balance, then each person will get his due. Nobody can be cheated and nobody can be robbed for his rights and for his obligations. So the balance was in order that people may get their dues fulfilled and completed. لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ وَأَنزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدَ فِيهِ بَأْسٌ شَدِيدٌ. Now, the revealed books have come, Anbiya have come with the message of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala had sent a balance and understanding how to maintain justice. So these were the two levels that Allah Ta'ala had sent. But then amongst men will be two types, those who will listen to the word of Allah Ta'ala, and that will be sufficient for them. They just need to know that this is coming from Allah Ta'ala or not. Once they have confirmed that this is from Allah Ta'ala, they will readily accept. But then you will find those that will be in denial, that will defy and break the command of Allah Ta'ala. So there was a need to keep these people on check. So therefore Allah Ta'ala had sent down iron, wherein there is great might and numerous benefits for mankind. The person that will not listen simply to the word of Allah Ta'ala and of His Rasul, then there was a need to keep that person in check. So there was the need for might, and might is seen in iron and in steel. شَدِيد وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. So through the steel and iron, then man is kept on check. He sees that he maintains the balance. Every person is given his due, and nobody's rights are transgressed. So we see to this day that might is in iron and in steel, whether it is the rocket launcher, whether it is the fighter planes, whether it was the sword and the gun, all that, the essence of it is in iron. And further, manafi'u linnas, there are numerous benefits of mankind in this iron and steel. Iron and steel is the basis of modern industry, that without iron and steel, industry cannot function. There can't be any movement, there can't be any industry, there can't be any progress without steel and iron. So it was like this in the past, and it is to this day, and it will remain. وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ وَرُسُولَهُ بِالْغَيْبِ. And through this entire system, through the sending of the Anbiya, then divine books, then steel, etc., to maintain this justice, etc., and to see and ensure that everybody gets their rights. So through this process, Allah Ta'ala sees who are those who are coming on the side of Allah Ta'ala and aiding and helping His cause and the cause of the Rasuls unseen. And who are those that are defiant? And for the same mission, we had sent Nuh, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then as an additional honor to both of them, we had ordained prophethood and divine scriptures in their line and in their lineage. And then we had sent Isa alayhi salam also with the same purpose and granted him Injil, granted him the Bible. And those that followed him, we had placed softness, compassion and mercy in their hearts. So like the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَشِدَّا وَالْكُفَّارُ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. They are soft and very kind amongst themselves, though they are firm against the transgressors and disbelievers, but within them they are very soft and very gentle, kind to each other. Then the following of Isa alayhi salam, they had gone off the cause through monasticism, so Allah Ta'ala speaks about it. رَهْبَانِيَّةً ابْتَدَعُوهَا مَا كَتَبْنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمْ. the monasticism that they had invented, we had not ordained this for them. After Isa alayhi salam had left the world, then the Christians and the Romans went totally off the cause. Then there were a group amongst the following of Isa alayhi salam who stood up in defense of the truth, but they were wiped out and they were killed. So the rest of the Christians felt now that we have no other option. We stand up for the cause of truth, then we'll be eliminated and we'll be wiped off from the surface of the earth. But in the meanwhile, we have to follow our deen and remain committed to this. So then they moved away from their homes and they had gone into isolation, lived in lives of isolation, not meeting up with people, remaining aloof from people, so that they could commit themselves to the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. In the meanwhile, they had vowed not to mix with people, live away from people, not marry, and not indulge in comforts and luxuries. So this was something that they had brought upon themselves, that they would not indulge in luxuries and comforts. It wasn't a command of Allah Ta'ala, rather for the preservation of their deen, they thought they will move away and they will not enjoy any luxury. But thereafter, with the passage of time, مَا رَعَوْهَا حَقَّ رِعَايَتِهَا, they did not take care of this like they should have taken care of it. Then religion became a commercialized thing. They showed a religious front with an attire showing that they are monks and following monasticism. So people got impressed and began to give them gifts began to give them luxuries and gifts. So it was an abuse in the name of religion. They showed a religious front. As a result, people got impressed with them and they began to pour out favors upon them. But then this was just done as a religious front. Within them there was a rot. There was no such a thing like belief. There was no such a thing like righteousness and virtue. It was just a front to milk people. So then amongst them the righteous were rewarded, but many of them turned out to be transgressors. So a general command to those who believe in Allah Ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah. Those in particular who believe in Isa alayhi salam. So the command is directed to those in particular who believe in Isa alayhi salam. Ittaqullah, fi Allah Ta'ala, and follow his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As you had believed in Isa alayhi salam as a Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, then believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well, then you will get a double share of your reward, double share of his mercy, and further he will grant you a nur and a light, whereby you will walk amongst people to the right path. And further, number three, he will forgive you. So if you follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fear Allah Ta'ala, keep Allah Ta'ala in mind, and follow all his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any exception, then these are the three favors that he will bestow you. One is, you will get a double share of reward. Normally, one namaz will be one sawab, and this person who's been believing Isa alayhi wa sallam correctly, and thereafter believes in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now for one namaz, he will get a double reward. Get reward doubled. Number two, he'll get a special light through which he will walk amongst people, seeing the cause very easily and correctly. And number three, if there are minor problems and wrongs, then Allah Ta'ala will forgive them as well. And Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. This all has been decreed by Allah Ta'ala, لِأَلَّا يَعْلَمَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ, that the people of the book may realize that they have no power over the grace of Allah Ta'ala whatsoever. They mustn't feel at any time that we are in total control of the grace of Allah Ta'ala, and the grace is in our control. We will use it and maneuver it as we want. No, the grace is entirely in the hand of Allah Ta'ala, and the grace, the eligibility to the grace is obedience and the consciousness and the awareness of Allah Ta'ala, not just biasness and prejudice. Be a Christian and then you will have every favor. It doesn't work like that. It works with total obedience, unconditional submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with the consciousness of Allah ta'ala. So this grace belongs to Allah ta'ala. It's in his hands. He grants it to whomsoever he pleases, And Allah, there is one abounding in grace.